The following is a presentation of the Network University, an online promotion service. Hi, and welcome to The Informer. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host today, Ms. Darlene Witherspoon, creator of the very informative blog, Success Tips with Darlene Witherspoon. The Informer is a presentation of the Network University and is dedicated to presenting programs to motivate and inform. Also, I'd like to thank our listeners who's participating in our segment, Businesses Around the Web, an audio referral service which is now integrated into our daily program. Also, Safety Talk, our continued presentation of topics about personal safety matters. So stay with us. We think you'll enjoy the program. We'll be right back. Hi, this is J.L. Thompson. And did you know that your business could be advertised right here in this spot, this very spot that I'm speaking to you right now, and sending your opportunity across the world. The Informer is a presentation of the Network University, which is aired each day on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk is the world's largest and most influential social broadcasting network, attracting more than 18 million unique visitors per month. So advertising on The Informer will expose your online service or business opportunity to the world. If it's traffic to your business you're looking for, go on air with The Informer. I know you'll be glad you did. Again, thanks for joining The Informer today. And today we're very proud to present an interview from Down Under with internet entrepreneur and businessman Steve Sammartino. We think you'll find this informative. And also, we'd like you to visit the banner board for all your business needs.
Steve Sammartino is an Australian businessman who has been in the papers and on TV talking about his online businesses, and we've got Steve online right now to talk to us. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Now, this program is all about learning from people who are doing business online and are successfully making an income, and you're one of those people. So let's begin by telling us, what is so good about doing business online?
Well, personally, I think it's a really exciting place to be in, simply because it's a real burgeoning segment. It feels like a revolution, almost, you know, like this is our turn at the Industrial Revolution. The web is changing things so rapidly, economically and socially. I just wanted to get into the space a few years ago, and it was pleasing to find out that the web actually really isn't about technology. It's really about people. And to be involved in something and be part of the change that's being created, rather than just observing it, is pretty damn exciting.
And you've got involved, so can you give us a little bit of background about how you did get involved in doing business online, but also what's led you to become such an expert?
Well, I worked in marketing for a number of years in large consumer goods concerns and corporations, and some of those included companies like Gillette, Procter & Gamble, Foster's, Kimberly-Clark, Kraft Foods, and I worked in a brand management marketing capacity, and in truth, the skills that you can learn in some of these corporations are highly transferable and very good, but after a period of time, you know, more than 10 years in the corporate scene, I did find it to become a little bit repetitive, and once you've kind of got the skills on board, it turns into a bit of a game where people are competing for promotions rather than doing cool stuff, so I kind of escaped my cubicle nearly 4 years ago and wanted to get involved into the internet. I started reading a lot of blogs and following a lot of the business websites online and learning a bit about it. I even started my own blog, which is called Startup Blog. If you Google it, it's number one on the startup category.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot in that blogging process, and what it taught me was that, you know, it's really about creating valuable content for people. It's not about technology. And the internet has evolved in the 2000s, since the Web 2.0 revolution, where there's a lot of websites that build the stuff for you. It's akin to being able to drive a car. You don't need to be a mechanic or a technician to be able to get the benefits out of the web. And being involved in blogging taught me that if you can pull things together and provide valuable content for people, then you can be a web entrepreneur. You don't need to be a technologist. And that was, you know, the eureka moment where I thought, you know what, I can play in this space and I'll use my business skills and, you know, pull together some people who can help me build my vision.
You know, that is really inspiring. And you mentioned startup blog and getting started with blogging. What and we're going to talk more about hopefully one of your projects in particular a little bit later on in this interview. But just right now, since you've talked about starting up, what would be the top three things in your mind that someone should know in order to be successful, like you are, in doing business online?
Yeah, look, I'd say the first thing is keep your costs low. It's incredibly important to keep your costs low simply because the business model that you start with online will invariably and almost never be the business model that you end up with.
Right.
So if you become what's called a bootstrapper, a bootstrapping business person is someone who doesn't put a lot of funding into it but rather uses their creativity and skill and their own momentum to go forward. If you do that and keep your costs low, it invents time and gives you the opportunity to work out what works.
Mm-hmm.
If you invest too much money or a lot of money in the early phases, you really don't have enough time to work out the model. So the number one thing is to keep your costs low. I'd also say don't be a slave to technology. One of the traps that a lot of people fall into is they believe that every new piece of software or technology or piece of technology that can be used to build a website, they should employ straight away. But your customers don't care. Our customers, all they care about is when they go to your website, they can do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. They don't care what drives underneath it and what type of software you're using, open source, closed source. All they care about is, does it do what I want it to do? So then what we need to be as internet entrepreneurs is say, hey, is the website serving the purposes of our customers? The only time to implement new technology is when it's going to improve the end service or usability for consumers. If it doesn't do that, then the technology is, you know, you don't need to adopt every piece of it. You've got to get the technology working for you and not be a slave to it.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I'd say with, you know, is go outside. We think that it sounds like a ridiculous thing to say for an internet entrepreneur, but most online businesses and concepts rely on the real world. In fact, the online world is the real world, okay? So if you just sit all day and stare at your computer screen, you're actually you're hiding yourself from where your actual business is taking place. You need to stay in touch with real people, be contactable on your website, have your details up there, make it easy, have your phone numbers, have your Skype, make people be able to find you and engage with you on your business, and
sure,
promote your stuff to the outside world. So, you know, otherwise you're just going to be 1 in 6 billion websites competing against all the others out there and you're just going to be lost. I mean, in some ways it's even harder than a real-world business because you don't have a shop front. No one's walking past. So you need to be in touch with the real world and keep in mind that it's really just a channel for contacting your people, but your business is still really all about people in the real world. So, you know, I spend more than half of my week outside talking to people, and 80% of my business comes from the rental industry using my website, and that doesn't happen sitting at a desk staring at a computer screen. It comes from boot leather, getting out there and seeing people and talking about your business and getting ideas on how to improve it and building business relationships.
Costs, technology, and remembering that there is a world outside of the screen that you're watching.
That's it, exactly.
Steve Sammartino, Australian businessman, talking with us about being successful online and making money online. Steve, there's bound to be some people listening to this interview and they're thinking, how do I get started? I want to do this, but how do I get started? What's the best way for someone to get started?
Yeah, look, I absolutely, and I tell everyone this, the best way to get started in an online business is to start a blog. I'll tell you why. There's a few reasons. The first one is anyone can start a blog in 5 minutes. Just go to WordPress.com and just register a blog name there and then and get started immediately. It'll cost you nothing, and you can be publishing things in 5 minutes. The reason a blog is good is because it's open source software that enables you to learn a little bit about some of the you know, how to drive the web, you know, using that car analogy again, mm-hmm. and teaches you how to be succinct and communicate with people and build a fan base and a following. In addition to that, a blog can be a nice preamble to a website or business that you start. If you're, I don't know, into digital photography or surfing or whatever it might be, you can start a little blog on a niche or something that you're interested in and use that as a way to learn the skills and build a little fan base and then evolve from there.
Sure.
And I think blogging is a really good way to introduce yourself to the web and just learn the mechanics of it and how it works. And, you know, many people I know, and there's a lot of famous blogs that have become big businesses, have sold out for many millions of dollars to large media organizations. I cited a couple, ProBlogger, EcoRazzi, The Superficial, Tree Hugger. All of these blogs turned into major media channels. And the thing that's really cool about a blog is you can start in something that's very niche and then just see where it takes you. The one thing with starting a blog, though, is it's a little bit like a newspaper. You've got to be into it every day. People are looking for updates, and it needs to be consistent. So it's more about frequency rather than depth, a little small entry every day, just showing people you're still there and having that dialogue. So I think a blog's a great way to get started.
WordPress.com is the way to go. Now, yes, Steve, go ahead.
I was going to say WordPress is really user-friendly, and it's a brilliant way to get started because it enables you to customize things as much as you want, depending on how proficient you are in technology. But if you're just a learner, it's simple enough for anyone to use. So it's really adaptable in that way. That's why I recommend WordPress.
Great stuff. Now, Steve, how long then? How long does it take to really become proficient at doing business online, where you've got a steady stream of income?
You know, that I answer that by saying it depends, and there's no real answer to that.
Yeah.
Just like it takes people. Some businesses in the real world might kick off overnight and some might struggle forever and close down. The one advantage online is that your costs are usually pretty low. You can keep them really low if you want to. You know, you can almost do it for free, really, so long as you've got an internet connection and a computer that gets you on the web. But I would say that if you think it's going to be like a quick buck or a quick fix, you're probably better off down at the casino or the racetrack. It's like any business where you need a large investment in time. It's really about human capital. But you can make it a bit of a hobby and learn a bit more about it as you go. Look, if you put the time in, you can probably start making money within a few months, like if you put the time in any real business. But don't think you're just going to turn the switch on and Google are going to be sending you a big check in the mail to buy out your website. It does take time, and it's really, there's no shortcuts. Like anything that's worth doing in life, the investment in time you put in is pretty much what you'll get out.
Well, will your methods, what you've done, or the advice that you're sharing with us now, will your methods and advice work in any area online or for anybody?
Look, I would say that it would, because the type of advice that I give are general business principles advice. It's not like I'm giving people a specific tactical thing to go and make money in a particular industry. What I pride myself on, and it's probably due to my general business training and corporate training, is general business principles don't change. And if you stick to those, then you're more likely to have success. So I think that most business principles are dynamic and cut across different industries. They can cross-fertilize. And so, look, if you follow the way I look at it, I really think that you've got a higher probability of success because they're general business skills and you just happen to be competing in the online space.
All right, so skills, what sort of experience or how much experience does a person need to start doing business online?
Yeah, I don't think you need any experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because experience is something you get. It's not something you start with. The most important thing anyone needs is tenacity and the willingness to keep going once you start. Just get out there and start with. Now, I didn't know anything about the web. I didn't even know what half of the acronyms stood for when I got my first website designed. I didn't even know the first thing about blogging when I logged on to WordPress. In fact, my first web page that I got designed, I drew up on some A4 pieces of paper with a texture and faxed them through to someone and said, "Can you build this? I want it to do that." And so my strong advice is don't even worry about experience. Ignore it. Experience only matters when you're going for a job and people want you to get the experience. But when you're an entrepreneur, experience doesn't matter. What matters is tenacity, having a vision, and executing that vision. So don't let anyone tell you that your experience or what you do or don't have gives you a right to come and play. You know what? That's what the internet's all about. It's an open world where anyone can log on and get involved. So, you know, I say ignore experience and just get out there and make it happen.
Well put. That is fantastic advice. And I know that I'm getting a lot out of talking with you now, Steve, and I know other people will too listening to this. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that you've been on TV and in the magazines and the papers, and one of your successful online projects is Rentoid.com. Tell us about it, and how did it get started, and what's the format?
Yeah, Rentoid.com is a place where people rent things to and from each other. So you might be able to rent out your lawnmower to someone when you're not using it. It's all about leveraging idle assets. So one person, instead of having to buy something, can rent it off you. And if you've got something that's sitting there in the garage that you don't use all the time, you can rent it out to someone. Everything from, you know, high-end items we've got on there, like Ferraris and private jets to things
Ferraris?
Like, yeah, we've got everything. Like, we've got private jets, Ferraris, we've got everything you can think of on there. We've got donut fries and jumping castles and more things like tools and ladders and lawnmowers and jet skis. So it's really anything that can be used and returned can be rented. So I thought about the idea and thought, gee, what if we created a marketplace where people can rent things to and from each other, and had a look and no one was doing it on the web. So I just built it and went ahead. And it's really easy to get involved. You know, just pay $4 to put an item up or $30 for an annual membership. So it's very cheap, and you'd be surprised how much money you can make out of it. So that's, you know, my primary project. And the thing I love about it is that it's a virtuous circle. So whoever's involved, you're either going to make money by renting something out or save money by renting and not having to buy. And, it, you know, the thing that I really love, getting excited, is that it's really eco-friendly because it's encouraging us to use existing resources and not just go out and consume needlessly. You know, how many lawnmowers does the world really need?
Yeah, sure. Gee, that's topical at the moment, isn't it? Now, you're quoted as saying, and I love this, and I can't wait to hear you tell us more about this. One of your quotes is, every business has an equal and an opposite business. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
That's how I came up with the idea for Rentoid. It's one of the marketing principles from the 22 Laws of Marketing, which is a great little marketing book that I think everyone should read. It's very short. It's only about 100 pages by Reason Trout. It's called the 22 Laws of Marketing.
22 Laws of Marketing.
Yes.
By who?
Reese and Trout, two marketing gurus.
Okay.
So I didn't invent it. So, you know, I got to give the right quote. But
right.
The business concept is akin to Newtonian physics, where it says that every business has an equal and opposite business. So if there's one successful business, you can also do the opposite. And I came up with Rentoid thinking about eBay. I thought, well, what's the opposite of buying and selling? What if you held on to the goods and didn't buy them and sell them, but held on to them and shared them? And that's where I came up with the online renting thing, had a look and did it. So, and I know a lot of other people have used it as well. I had you know, a friend who's launched the opposite of an energy drink, which is a drink to slow you down, which is the opposite of going all day. So, you know, it really does present a lot of opportunities, and it's a good way to have a little mind jam to come up with a new business idea. So that's how I came up with Rentoid, and I think it's a really fun way to look at business opportunities and invent ideas.
So do I. I've got a blank piece of paper in front of me that I've headed, every business has an equal and opposite business, and I can't wait to start creatively thinking of what I know exists and then doing the opposite on the other side of the page to see if I can come up with some ideas of my own.
Yeah, you'll see that there's already a lot out there in many categories that will really surprise you at how many there are. Like, even if you just think about something simple like cars, you know, you've got two of the really popular cars at the moment, love them or hate them, and I'm in the latter category for this one, is the Hummer. It's the biggest, most ridiculous car you can have. But then on the flip side, we've got an equally successful car called the Smart Car, which is like a little can of tuna on wheels. So, juxtaposed businesses, and I think that there's always opportunity for one successful thing and just to pull together the opposite of it.
Well said. Now, if we could peep behind the curtain, the success curtain of Steve Sammartino, would you have one secret to give about making money online successfully?
Yeah, I'd say believe in what you're doing. Actually be passionate about the concept that you've created. To me, money isn't enough. I say it all the time. I say money is not enough. It's not enough to get you out of bed. It's not enough to keep you going on those hard nights when you're making money. You've got to believe in the concept. It's got to be something that you actually would be happy to exchange your days for. And I'm really proud of Rentoy because it's got that virtuous circle. And I love blogging and sharing my ideas with people on my startup blog. So I would say that you need to be happy to exchange your days to do it. The having is in the doing. And if you're just in it to make money, you actually won't make any. It's when you're not in it for money that the money starts to come in. That is, and it's something that, you know, we're trained the opposite. We're trained to go through school, get certain career skills, go get a job, earn money, pay our taxes, when I think the really successful people are those that actually are into what they're doing, because it's easier to stay the course longer if you actually enjoy it. If you're just doing it for the money, as soon as it gets hard, you'll find a reason to stop.
Well, so if we, because there'll be practical thinkers listening in now, and we better just keep a balance. It's great to be positive and optimistic, but there would be some common practical problems that people need to be aware of. What are some of the common problems that people might experience when they start out with a business online?
Yeah, it's actually pretty lonely. When you're in a business, when you're in a shop or in a factory or doing something, you've got people around you. One of the really hard things is that it's a bit of a lonely person sport. You're kind of out there on your own, and getting the resources and people around you to help you get through the little problems and the technical hitches is really hard. And sometimes you just think, oh, God, is this really all worth it? Mm. What I've tried to do is develop communities with people around me. I go to a lot of the entrepreneurs catch-ups where people have coffee and co-working days when we go to a different person's office and hang out together and work together. I stay in touch with people with like interests on Twitter and Facebook and these types of places. So I think to help you get through that loneliness and lack of resources, because you're on your own there, you need to develop a community both online and physically. It's not enough just to stay in touch with people online. You still need that human physical interaction.
Sure.
And to just stay out there on your own and, you know, lock yourself up in a room is not good and not healthy. You need to people who can help you. And I think the best way to be able to get help in these tough times is to be the person who gives help. And if you're someone who has certain skills, whether you're a technical person or a marketing person or good at generating PR, give your help to the other entrepreneurs out there freely and easily. And just because you want to, and you'll be pleasantly surprised that people will help you with the things that you're not good at or need help with. So, you know, really stay in touch with people in the real world, because it's pretty lonely. So that's a really important piece of practical advice. And don't throw all your money at it. Maybe start as a hobby is a good thing too, because I think if you go out there and it doesn't work and throw some money at it or quit your job, it doesn't give you enough time to move up the learning curve. So they're two pieces of practical advice I'd give.
Two good pieces of practical advice, Steve. Steve Sammartino, successful online business person, talking with us and sharing his insights. Now, what about some people, Steve, might be listening to us and thinking this all sounds just a little bit too good to be true. There must be a catch somewhere. Is there a catch?
Yeah, there is. The catch is it's not too good to be true, because it takes time and effort. So a lot of people see a website, you know, going well and people getting media coverage, but, you know, by the time you've seen that, there's probably been two or three or four hard years' work behind it. So, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it's because you didn't see the hard work that got that person to that place. So, you know, to be honest, look, you can start quickly and you can get straight in there and start enjoying it, but, you know, it does take time. So you've got to set realistic time frames on generating cash and having enough knowledge before you can turn an online venture into something that makes money. So the warning there that I'd say is, you know, just be realistic with your time frames, and that, you know, that's probably the biggest thing.
So what about somebody who's got an online business venture underway? They're plugging away, they're being practical, pragmatic. They can see the long-term goal and the vision is clear, but along the way, I don't know, they feel like the wheels start to wobble. What is your advice? What sort of things can someone do to stay on top?
Yeah, gee, that's a tough one. Look, ask yourself if you're still passionate about it, and be honest. If you've lost interest, You have to be honest about it and say, look, I've lost interest. I'm going to move on. And also, in addition to that, quite often, just when your things aren't quite working, another opportunity that might be just a little bit to the side might turn out to be where the real business opportunity is. So have an open mind to how you can slightly tweak your business model, because usually at those tough times, at the dip, where you think, gee, is this really all worth it, there's often a little opportunity where the business model just needs to be tweaked a little bit just before it's there. And it's always just at that moment where you're ready to chuck it in that you're actually ready to turn the corner. But you need to be aware of how to adapt the business model to find that opportunity. So I would say at the really tough times, ask yourself, am I still passionate about it? Or is there a slight tweak in business here? Or are consumers asking for something that when I'm not really delivering? And is that where the actual opportunity is? Because like I said, in the first instance, it takes time to work out the model. And often just at that dip, at that hard point, there is a little tweak in the business model and it'll start working. And usually when it does start working, it works pretty quick once you get it right. It's kind of like a little bit all and nothing. So you just got to be aware that sometimes it's just that little flip in the model or that little change.
Sure.
So right.
Sure. Steve, look, this has been really inspiring for me, and I know for people who will be listening in or reading the transcript of this interview, I'm sure you're going to help people to either get started and have a go, or even for those who are already on the path to continue on with doing what needs to be done on a day-by-day basis to be successful, making money online with a successful business like Rentoid.com. Now, Steve Sammartino, it's Sammartino. Your main project is Rentoid.com. That's Rentoid.com. And is there any other projects that you'd like to mention that we might have a look at as well, Steve?
Yeah, just the blog as mentioned before, startupblog.wordpress.com. Or if you just Google startup blog, it's number one on Google all around the world. Just type in the word startup blog. And I put a daily little insight, like the type of things that we've discussed today, where I just put a little lesson up. It's usually just a paragraph long, just a little thing to help you entrepreneurs out there stay the course. And I do a startup school in Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane once a year where I have 2 days and get 10 people in a room and really go through some of the skills needed to learn to be an online entrepreneur or just a general entrepreneur. So that's startupschool.com.au. So that's me in a nutshell.
Startupschool.com.au and startupblog.wordpress.com.
That's it.
And is there any other way that people can contact you, Steve?
Yeah, look, I'm happy for anyone to call me. My mobile phone number is on the contact page of Rentoid.com. So if you go to the contact page there, you can see my mobile phone number. I've also got my Skype live on my Rentoid website on the contact page, and it shows when I'm online and offline. So, you know, I really like to be open and a real person. Just because you've got a website, I don't think you should hide from your people. So people can see when I'm online there, and my Skype is steve.sammartino, and you can see it on the Rentoid contact page. And feel free to drop me a line or Skype me. I'd love to hear from people and help them with their business too, because like I said, it's a lonely sport and we've got to support each other.
Well, let me just back up what you've just said about being real and being open and being available. I was watching TV this week, and on TV there was a feature program covering online business, and that's how I first came to learn of Rentoid.com. And you were interviewed. I went straight. In fact, your story inspired me so much, I cranked up the laptop and got online, had a look at the website there on your Rentoid.com website on the contact page. Just like you've said, was your mobile phone number and also your Skype contact details. And with an hour of watching your success on TV, I was talking to you live on Skype, and then I asked you if I could interview and have this discussion with you, and so within a few days, that's exactly what happened. So true to your word, Steve Sammartino, you're a successful Australian businessman doing it online and prepared to help others to do it as well. I really appreciate you giving your time and sharing your insights today.
You're welcome. It's a real pleasure.
Hi, and welcome to Introduction to Business. This week, we're looking at the foundations of business. To begin with, we'll need to understand some basic business terminology. For example, what is a business? Well, a business is any activity that provides goods or services for the purpose of making a profit. Before we continue, let's make a couple of important distinctions. Some businesses, such as Nike, produce goods, but others produce services, such as banks, internet service providers, and law firms. Many companies produce both goods and services, such as GM, which produces automobiles, as well as providing services such as financing for car buyers. Also, some organizations are not set up to make a profit, such as the United Way or the Red Cross. These nonprofits are not, strictly speaking, businesses, but most of the principles involved in managing a business also apply to the nonprofit sector. We'll begin by identifying the main participants of a business and the functions that businesses perform. Every business must have at least one owner whose primary role is to invest money. Here you see Jeff Fraze of Cameron's Books in Portland, Oregon. It's usually the owners who develop the business plan and bring together the resources needed to turn the idea into a business. Most businesses also hire employees who create the goods or deliver the services that the business provides to its customers. When we study business, we typically divide its activities into a number of functional areas, which we'll discuss in more depth throughout the semester. Management is concerned with planning, organizing, leading, and controlling a firm's resources so that it can achieve its goals. Managers plan by setting goals and developing strategies to achieve those goals. They organize by allocating the firm's resources to implement those plans. Managers lead by motivating employees to work towards the firm's goals, and they control the firm by measuring its success and taking corrective actions as needed. Operations is concerned with converting inputs to outputs, or in other words, converting resources into such as materials, money, and information into goods and services. Some businesses produce tangible products or goods, and others convert resources into intangible products or services. Marketing involves everything that a firm does to identify and meet customer needs and desires, from developing products to figuring out how to deliver those products to customers and promoting them to attract and keep customers. Managers need accurate, relevant, and timely financial information, which is provided by accountants. The function of accounting is to take the variety of financial data that a firm collects and turn it into useful information by providing context and meaning for those facts. Finance is concerned with planning for, obtaining, and managing a company's funds. How much money does the firm need? Where will it come from? There are only two ways for a firm to finance its operations: selling an ownership stake in the business, known as equity, or borrowing money, known as debt. The trick to finance is figuring out what balance of debt and equity is appropriate for the firm, given its unique characteristics, the nature of the industry in which it competes, and the economic conditions at the time. Week.
Darlene here with a new success tip, the autoresponder. What exactly is an autoresponder? It is a program that automatically generates a set response to all messages sent to a particular email address, thereby automating the messages you want your prospect to receive. What this means is that you create a sequence of emails that you send to your subscribers after they sign up for a list. The main reason that you want an autoresponder is to build a relationship with your prospect and to make them aware of other products and services you offer. Please tune in to Success Tips with Darlene Witherspoon, sponsored by the Informer Internet Radio Program at http://www.goldenbusiness.info. Just click on the microphone.
Thank you again for joining the Informer today. And please visit the banner board where you'll find businesses and opportunities to satisfy all your business needs. Businesses such as Skin by Nature, all natural ingredients for the natural skin care. And Gano Excel, introducing James the Coffee Guy. You'll also find the Network University at the banner board, promoting your businesses around the web. You can also get your VIP access. Click the banner. Make wealth real. Banner number 4 at the banner board. The Tree of Knowledge is also represented. Discount ebooks. Banner number 5. Banner number 6 at the banner board. J Mac increases your daily income. Visit J Mac. Click on his banner. Leads to move your business with Don at the banner board, banner number 7. Also at the banner board, Shirley introduces Firefan. Get in the game. Click banner number 8. Banner number 9, Darlene Witherspoon introduces Travels Unlimited for all your travel needs. Go to banner number 12 for your domain and websites. Banner number 14. Regina, coach, teacher, and speaker. Visit Regina's banner. You can also increase your wealth with Evelyn. Banner number 16 at the banner board. You can join Diana at the 4% group. Take the 7th step to results with the world's simplest step-by-step guide to making money online.
Hello, I'm Paul McCord, president of McCord Training, an international sales training and consulting firm located in Midland, Texas. Welcome to the McCord Training podcast series on personal marketing. Today's topic is selling is your business. Run it like a business. We salespeople have a way of convincing ourselves that we spend more time and energy doing the things that we don't enjoy than we really do. We fret about low sales and wonder how we could possibly spend so much time prospecting and marketing with so little return. We become discouraged because we aren't closing sales and wonder why our closing ratio has dropped so dramatically. We blast our market with direct mail and can't figure out why the response on the mailing is so much lower than it had been in the past. Some of us really do spend a great deal of time prospecting and marketing, and a significant drop in production is, of course, a sign of danger. Likewise, some do see precipitous drops in their closing ratio or response to their direct mail pieces. These also are danger signs. However, for most of us, our feeling that we're investing a ton of time and energy in prospecting and marketing, that our close ratio was much higher in the past, or that the response rate to our previous mailings was much higher, is just that, a feeling. Most of us have no real idea of how much time we really spend prospecting, what our close ratio really is, or what the response rate to our direct mail has really been. Most of us, in fact, have no grasp on any of the major details of our sales business. We operate on gut feeling, not on facts. We feel we're doing more than we really are, because we're always busy doing something. The problem is we attribute being busy with being productive, and the two are not the same. Operating your sales business is no different than operating any other type of business. You have to base your decisions and your actions on the reality of your situation, not on some vague feeling or a guess. As a salesperson, you own and operate your own business, even if you're considered an employee by the company you're currently selling for. Your employer is you. You just happen to have only one client, which is the company whose products and services you're currently selling. Although you own and operate your sales business, you've contracted with a single client to sell their products and services, and they pay you as they pay any other vendor. They cut you a check for the services your company has rendered them. The only real difference between you and their other vendors is that they do your payroll accounting for you. Just as any other business owner, you must know what is really going on within your business. Business owners operate their business from a set of documents that tell them exactly what is going on in their business, and you must do the same. The typical business owner's first document is their daily receipts. This informs them on a daily basis what their sales were. That is what they sold and how much money came into the company. And certainly, although useful, daily reports don't give them enough information to make real decisions about their business. And, of course, they have other documents that are equally narrow, account registers, bank statements, and the like. The information in these documents is too narrow, too limited in scope to be useful for making long-term decisions. In order to know what changes or additions they must make, or to detect potential problems or new opportunities, they need information that shows trends, that shows the business over a much longer period of time. And business owners have those documents. Their profit and loss statement informs them on a monthly, quarterly, and annual basis of the details of their business, where the money came from, where it goes, how much is left over when all the bills are paid. They also have a balance sheet. The balance sheet shows the big picture of the business, what the company owns, how much money it has after every debt is subtracted. It's the big picture revealing the bottom line. Now, the profit and loss statement and the balance sheet combined are the historical documents of the company, and they are far more than just historical documents. They reveal real and potential problems and real and potential new opportunities. They are the facts that tell a business owner where his or her time, money, and energy has been spent, and where they should be spending more of their time, money, and energy. They are the facts that tell the business owner what they've done wrong that they got to fix, and what's working that they should be doing more of. And as the owner of a sales business, you must have your own set of historical documents that give you the real facts about your business. You can no more run your business effectively without real knowledge about your business than can any other business owner. The old adage that knowledge is power is just as true for your sales business as it is for any other entity. The more you know about what is really happening in your business, the more successful you can become. And just as every other business owner, your sales business has several documents also. Your pipeline and commission reports are akin to the daily reports that other business owners receive. The information is useful, but it's too narrow to really show what's happening in your business over a long period of time. You need information that consolidates your activities and results over a period of 6 months or a year or even longer. Unfortunately, salespeople don't have a codified set of documents for their business, such as a profit or loss statement or a balance sheet. You're going to have to create your own historical document, your sales and marketing history document. Your sales and marketing history document should contain every scrap of information you can feed it. And like a profit and loss statement or a balance sheet, it needs hard facts, not guesses or wishful thinking. It needs to consolidate every marketing and sales activity you engage in. It should be able to tell you how many people you called, how and where you found those prospects, how many bought, what they bought, and even why they bought or didn't buy. Your document needs to go beyond numbers because not only is it a document about numbers, it is a document about who, what, when, where, and why. A properly researched and constructed sales and marketing history can tell in detail where you spent your time and what the results of that effort were, who you sold to, how you found them, why they bought, why they didn't buy, what you did well and need to do more of, and what you did that didn't work and that you need to change. A proper sales and marketing history will reveal problems and often tell you exactly how to correct those problems and what you did that by doing more will increase your sales. It will reveal new opportunities and warn of potential problems before they become real problems. As a business owner, you must take responsibility and act like a business owner. You must take the steps that any reasonable business owner would take to discover how they can improve their business, and you can't do that without knowing exactly what is happening in your business. You can manage your sales business the way most salespeople do, by chance and accident, by feeling, or you can manage your business as a business. Over 40% of the men and women who enter sales fail and are out of sales within 24 months. Another 45% never earn above the average or just slightly above average income for their industry. Most of the failure and the mediocrity come not from a lack of effort, but from a lack of productive effort. If you don't really know what's going on in your business, how can you know what effort is productive and what isn't?
You know, Internet radio ads offer a fast track to success with your web business. And advertising on the Informa Business Topic radio show could be the engine to get started. The Internet radio audience is growing thanks to shifts in consumer listening behavior to streaming stations and easy access with many devices. Internet radio users are embracing Internet radio on a growing number of devices from PCs, smartphones, tablets, automobiles, and even Wi-Fi-connected home appliances. You can join this traffic magnet at the website www.goldenbusiness.info. We'll create an ad for you and place it in our business topic show, The Informer. Don't hesitate. Internet radio can move your business forward faster. And for a limited time, The Informer, which is powered by the Network University, is offering trial of its services, which include your business being showcased on the show and a banner link on our highly advertised banner board. Go to the website, sign up for this limited program. We think you'll be glad you did. You're listening to The Informer and online promotion service at www.goldenbusiness.info. You can join the show, submit your website, and we will showcase your business to the world. Streaming across the web on Block Talk Radio. Visit the website, click the link, Businesses Around the Web, sign up, and we'll place you in our daily referral broadcast. Join us daily at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. All of our programs are also archived at the website, www.goldenbusiness.info. Click the radio link for anytime listening. And please visit the website of the show's referrals for all your business needs. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for business motivation and information. We think you'll find our programming informative.